just a trinket. So stay away from that. Growing up, you know, I drank alcoholically from the get-go. You know, I remember sitting outside of the party at my neighbor's house with my pants down and just like being like really sick in the bushes for a long time. And after I finally like stopped asking God to kill me because I couldn't take anymore, growing up for like an hour and a half, like I got up and went inside, got another beer, started partying with all with my sister and her friends, which were a little bit older than me. And that's just kind of how I rolled, really. You know, I was a good kid up until the point I started drinking. I think like I had good grades, and my mom, you know, trusted me and stuff like that. And you know, I remember before I went to high school, I was sitting outside of a Blockbuster with my sister and her one of her friends, and they asked me if I'd ever smoked weed before, and I was like, you know, no, but I want to try it because the front was hot. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, totally about that. And so like the next weekend, you know, I remember laying face down on the floor with like after drinking a whole bunch, and it's like 6 o'clock at night, you know, in the evening, whatever. The dope boy gets to the house, and you know, so all I learned from that night is asking to roll another joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's never enough. If one makes me feel good, I want it all, you know. And my problem is, you know, I'll do anything to get it, you know. And which got me into a lot of trouble, you know. You know, I started lying to my family, my friends, started lying to, you know, my family, and just school went out the door. Like, that was just an inconvenient, you know, thing to do, or a good place to hook up and make money, or boys would go off and do what I wanted to do, really. You know, I graduated by like the skin of my teeth, which has been the story of my life and everything, you know. The last day of high school, I got super duper messed up and went in there thinking that nobody was going to know. And surely everybody knows, and they called me by my last name like they always did. You know, they pulled me aside. And so I started taking my shoes off like I always had to, you know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of routine, you know. And they're like, you know, this resource officer shows up. Long story short, but the student affairs office was out there telling me I'm not going to be able to walk in my class, you know. And, long story short, you know, I did graduate. I had to go with the people. I had to get my diploma with, like, the kids that listed because they were sick that day. So, like, you know, it killed my parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just killed my parents with that. They wanted to see their son graduate with the rest of the class and all that stuff. So, just a lot, you know, at school. Most bar on numerous occasions, things she wouldn't find out. You know, I had to go home, throw it neutral, and just kind of push it down the driveway and then take off and get the phone call 3 hours later. I'm like, yeah, I'm 5 minutes away. I'm like 3 hours away, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so just, you know, I couldn't live with them anymore. They were too much for me, you know? They're in my life, you know what I'm saying? They just let me do what I want to do. It'd be cool. But like, they were constantly, you know, going through my room and, you know, flushing stuff down the toilet and all that jazz. So, I mean, really expensive and inconvenient to live with my mom and dad. Except they had food, which was like awesome, so I ate all the time. And so, you know, eventually, like, man, I don't know, I've been through so much stuff, I feel like, in my time. And, you know, I mean, I slept in the woods, slept in the back of cars, you know what I'm saying? You know, I would work in the kitchen and make, you know, enough cash to go by, you know, like 10 to sleep in for that night, and then return to get $20 and get some, you know, some drugs or something like that. Just smoke half, this other half. Like, there was no more like making money and like partying and stuff like that. Like, things were just going down hill real quick. You know, I ended up, you know, sleeping on the sun in Florida with like 3 dogs, like cracking all over the place. And, you know, it was just a nightmare, you know. It was in a foster family, so like it was a church mirror going on. I have a case of beer right here, and it's like, this ain't so bad. You know what I'm saying? There's dogs cracking around me and stuff like that. Like, whatever, you know. As long as I got my boobs, I'm okay, you know. And the problem with me is, as soon as I drink one beer, like, everything's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got my solution in me, you know, and I can work everything out. I can fix the DUI, you know. I mean, granted, I hit a guy going 100 and injured him, put him in the hospital, getting sued for $500,000, but you know what? I can fix this. You know, let me just drink 6 more beers, and I'll be good. After 6 more beers, I'm like, screw that guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the bar, you know. And that's just how I did it. And eventually, you know, I had nowhere else to go, and I was tired of running, and got in a lot of trouble with, you know, the wrong crowds, and owed everybody their mother money, you know what I'm saying, and I was sleeping in this closet, and, like, barely making it to work, and, you know, I hit a bottom, man. I'd wake up every morning just wanting to kill myself. Before my eyes were open, I said, kill yourself, and then how you can get in trouble today, you know, who do I have to rob, what do I have to do to get with my fits, and, yeah, I got tired of doing that, so I remember I went home and I was like, you're going shooting or you're hitting the streets again. I was tired of living the way I was living, couch surfing. been sleeping outside, whatever it was. So, December, I think, 19, 2005, I went to Turning Point, and I was a kid that was in there that was just trying to, deal with the girls and, save up, the $50 they give you so I could buy, some good alcohol when I got out of there and stuff like that, and be, ready to lock and load up. 30 days sober, I'd have, low tolerance. And eventually, I went in there with the worst attitude. I was going to go up to the biggest guy I could find and just punch him in the face. Because I was angry at the world, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wronged me. Everybody did me wrong. So I eventually, I found myself on my knees by my bedside, praying with the sun hitting me, my roommate and stuff like that. And just something happened that night, And basically, I started doing the assignments they were giving us. And, they had, little five stories and all the stuff that you got to do. And I graduated out or whatever you want to call it. I coined out. And then, I was on fire, man. I got out there and I was working 40 hours a week and going to, three meetings a night, and 3 days of outpatient, So I was hustling around, and a lot of the motivation was just hot girls and A's and an A and have nice cars, And it's awesome, Because I'm showering now, I'm brushing my teeth on a regular basis. So this is awesome. But I started to feel good, after a while, I started to develop a strong family again and gain some trust from them. Be a good employee, and I started getting promotion after promotion at my job. I was working in the warehouse and worked my way up to sales, and I had pretty much, everything I could have ever imagined, I had more money than I really know what to do with, and I had, better friends than I ever deserved, and a life on my wildest dreams. And then I stopped doing things that got me to where I was at, and I started working the steps backwards. Started going into the wrong reasons, F a new guy. And eventually, it was either I'm going to blow my brains out or I'm going to drink this case of beer that I bought. And what I did was I cracked up. I actually, I smoked some pot, had any anxiety attacks and smoked 3.5 years. And I said, well, if you drink this beer, you'll calm down. And I was like, all right, good idea. This has got to work. He looks like a regular guy, whatever it is. So, and that was it. Dude, all hats were off. I was like, as long as I don't lose my job, I'll be okay. So I pay my bills and just stay in my little cave. Got everything right here and training. And I lost the job immediately afterwards. And I slammed my family that I dropped a lot of money into a brick wall, with my girlfriend at the time, And came out of a blackout, blood just gushing out of my head every which way, she caught my pit bull somehow, it did fly out the window, just a miracle. This little baby dog, didn't do anything wrong. I just remember dropping the second case of beer in the woods and throwing cocaine, wherever I threw it, and the cop car coming up, somehow, next thing I know, I'm coming out of a blackout, and I'm smoking pot in my driveway with the tow truck driver, just kept on going, another experience is pretty good to me is, I don't know how much time I have, but I was at my house one night. I went to go do a run, and I came back, and the guy I left with my girlfriend at the time, we were in the kitchen, and they were about to fight, and I didn't really know what was going on, so I pulled the firearm out on him, and put it up at his head, told him to get out of my house, and she freaked out, and I told him to put it away, and stuff like that, and I'm just super duper messed up, I don't really know what's going on, but I thought the plastic guy's brains out all over my kitchen floor. I just didn't feel like it was a really good idea at the time, but, I didn't care, I didn't really care anymore, because I felt like I lost everything, I had no hope, and there was no going back, so I just got to keep going forward, and no matter how bad it gets, I can always shoot myself in the head and just end it all, and I was okay with that, I accepted that, so, long story short, I came up with a blackout, this guy's got my gun pointed at my chest, and I was like, this is a bad position to be in, just trying to pull the trigger, but it's got a good safety on, so, I didn't get a 40 cal in the chest, which is pretty cool. And the next thing I know, I'm coming up with a blackout. There's a helicopter above me, there's some 12 cop cars, dogs in the bushes. It's like, why can't you tell me if you let that guy in your house or not? And I'm like, I had no idea what's going on, And I didn't mean for that to happen. It was just, I didn't hide my gun big enough, long story short, man, I just couldn't kill it, I wound up in a flop house in New Hampshire. Warrant for my arrest down here. I would wake up every day with the cops pounding my door for 3 hours a day, man. I had a stack of cars and them like that, and I was like, God, this guy just won't leave me alone for some reason. I don't know what's awesome. I don't get it. And So I would call my sponsor like once a week, and or once a month, excuse me. Apparently, I call once a month. I was just gonna black out and be like, man, I just slipped out of snow, man. Like, I'm hurt pretty bad up here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really not doing good. And you know, I would sit up there and I remember like just holding a blade up to my wrist every night and just thinking about, you know, just killing myself. And I was just scared to, and I just didn't have the guts to do it. And I think it's like I got a glimmer of hope that, you know, maybe one day, like, maybe it's over. Like, how do I fix this problem? Like, whatever it was, I don't know. So I jumped on a bus and drove for 4 days to get down here and detox. And then, you know, I stayed on a person's couch that I knew from back in the day, you know. And like, I just sweated it out and shook it out. And, you know, eventually, this is about a year and a half ago now. And, so I started going to meetings, you know what I'm saying? And I got a place with my sponsor, you know, right in Southampton, which is awesome because there's a bunch of meetings around here. And, you know, I just wanted to die, man. I had no hope when I got here. I was like, there's no way I could get out of all this trouble. And all of a sudden, like, for example, I met, you know, a guy, a lawyer that's in the program. This was my case, no money up front. And, you know, I went into court with a warrant for my arrest, ready to go to jail, you know. And they let me go scot-free, like, no problems. And I'm just, you know, a lot of those God things happened. And, you know, I don't know, man, like, I haven't been doing that good this time around, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been pretty complacent. Like, I'm not really going to meetings like I'm supposed to. I'm not sponsoring people like I'm supposed to, you know? I show up and somebody says, how am I doing? And I don't even know what's talking to them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so consumed with myself, and how am I going to get back to where I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, I had some nice stuff back in the day, and I thought it would make me happy, and I was just as miserable. And, you know, some days I feel like I'm holding on by a thread, you know, but I get honest and I talk to my sponsor, I talk to a guy, and I stay sober that night. And I have a lot of work to do ahead of me, it's the deal, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to start hitting my knees and praying every morning like I was doing when I first got sober. I need to start calling 5 people a day and actually sponsoring people and stuff like that, you know. I do have a good life today, but I feel like I'm falling short of what I would have because I'm not utilizing the voting of Alcoholics Anonymous to the maximum. You know, so if I'm having a day where I'm sitting about thinking about drinking or blowing my brains out because I'm not doing the program, that's what happens when I have untreated alcoholism. I know there's a solution here. You know, it's been presented to me. I've had a taste of it before, so hopefully I start to seek that again, basically. But I mean, there are good things going on in my life too. You know, like, I got my family back in my life. I got, you know, my nieces back in my life. You know, they love to have me come over for dinner anytime I want. You know, I made a buttload of amends financially back to, like, you know, I had a lot of money when I came back here. And, you know, I've got a nice place. You know, I started with $4 in my pocket and got back here in clothes. And now I have a car and a place to sleep, you know what I'm saying? I got, like, a good job.